producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm still lost in the last hour because I was having such a great time being Scrooge McNutt, and now they're spoiling my fun. Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli here on the Good Day program. Let's start a fresh new hour with some more bad news.
I'm down with that. Let's go.
Everybody, let's get into the bad news.
As long as you have a positive outlook about the bad news, that's the key.
Well, the bad news that I have here is about holiday drinking and holiday bourbon specifically.
Really?
If you're a chronic heavy drinker,
right? What's bad about that?
This type of year the drinking of bourbon causes insidious damage to your brain.
It's tough stuff.
Just bourbon?
Your brain.
What about scotch? Anything.
Well,
okay.
It becomes sugar. If there is so much drinking going on at this time of the year, it becomes more of an underscore to what is going on to people who get intoxicated. Even in people who never seem intoxicated or are obviously addicted to alcohol, just one drink of bourbon can cause heavy brain damage. And apparently the folks from Seriscan and these other people that are examining brains now, they've come up with this, and it has nothing really to do with the original research was done because of concussions and problems that people who were playing football and people who were in service got injured on the job, all of those sorts of things. That was why we originally were exploring the brain. Now, they're finding is ancillary information. When they study these people, they're finding parts of the brain, whether you're a football player or whatever else, they see, wait a minute, what's this problem over here in this part of the brain that has nothing to do with injuries on the job or injuries playing football or in sports? And they find that it's alcohol-related brain damage. It has been completely undiagnosed, and it is not necessarily the cause of Alzheimer's. It will read like Alzheimer's. Other forms of dementia, people who get old and they don't have Alzheimer's, they don't have dementia, but they've been heavy drinkers of bourbon or scotch, they have forms of dementia.
What about vodka?
Show up more. Anything that has
alcohol.
But this is kind of a myth. They've come out with studies in the last year, thank God, that show alcohol does not kill brain cells. But the sugar but what it does on your liver, the sugar does definitely affect the brain.
The impact of sugar on your brain, and because bourbon and scotch are so loaded with sugar, consider where this stuff comes from. It's like sugar cane, the stuff that comes from the way they age it.
Well, I guess any of the liquors.
Yeah, any of that stuff.
Sweet stuff.
Yeah. It's all the same.
So I guess vodka and gin is better for you?
Well,
because not as much sugar?
That's why I like Roberta. She's always looking for the out.
Right. Okay, I've got an out here. Here's the other side of this. People who have early Alzheimer's disease have something new to raise their glasses to, depending on what you're drinking. There's a new, very small study that shows that having a couple of drinks a day is associated with a lower risk of death for Alzheimer's patients compared with those who are heavy
drinkers.
Yeah, it
pickles them. That's why.
Right.
Pickles them.
But this is the interesting thing. You got one informational bit on this side, and it could be confused with another informational bit on the other side that seems to contradict, because this study shows that having a few drinks a day is a way to lower your risk of death from Alzheimer's compared to those who drink a lot, or who do not drink at all, because apparently there's something in certain kinds of alcohol that lubricates your brain.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's scotch, and it doesn't mean that it's
it doesn't mean 20-year-olds should be drinking to help save them from Alzheimer's. It means that Alzheimer's patients who already have it are going to delay the effects by having it's at that point. The damage that you would be doing by drinking alcohol is minimized.
Senior centers should have happy hour at all seniors centers then.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So here's
3 to 5 every day.
The disorder is the explanation for the disorder, or the benefits of the disorder, comes from looking at people who have survived Alzheimer's. Because if you get Alzheimer's, it doesn't mean you're going to lose your mind. It just means that your mind is going to work differently. Sometimes, more often than not, it falls apart. But what the speculation is in this study is that people who are drinking, it's a social event that keeps people talking, using their brain. So chances are, if you're drinking, you're not drinking alone. And if you are drinking alone, then it's hopeless. Forget about it. But if you're drinking with other people, the stimulation, the social environment, which is proven to help those with dementia, the conversation, the potential positive association of having social experiences, conversational experiences, are what keeps people's minds working. And that's really the real way to keep you from getting Alzheimer's or dementia is to keep your mind working. Get the blood flowing to your brain and keep doing crossword puzzles, play Sudoku, keep working, whatever it is. People who keep working don't usually get Alzheimer's. They don't usually get dementia. Once in a while you find, my cousin is an exception to that. My cousin has it now and he's in a home. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. He had 10 years ago, I remember, he told me that he thought he had early stage onslaught of dementia and Alzheimer's, and it took him until this year to really have it take over his life. And his wife has put him in a home, and his children are very angry at her because he's not at home. Because
his children don't have to take care of him 24/7.
No. That's the hard part. Yeah, they don't realize what it takes to do that.
It's so hard.
I think it's very difficult. But I feel badly about this because this guy is just a wonderful guy. And for him to have to spend, he's not even 80 yet, to spend the rest of his life like that. He's a very healthy guy. So how long do you live? If you're healthy and you got this, you can go on for a long time. But he knew it. He was conscious of it, even at the time of the decision to put him in a place where he would be guarded, if you will, or protected. He knew what was going on and still does. But you don't want to see it happen to somebody that you love. But yet, and Richie just said, well, how do you take care of? Mm-hmm. The other side of the question is, how did they do it 100 years ago? People say, how did they do it 100 years ago? There was no such thing as Alzheimer's and dementia 100 years ago. You didn't live that long.
Right.
So it wasn't a problem. And when you get sick, no matter what, 100 years ago, the family took care of you. Today, you, not so. You wonder about that. The person that you're with, would that person take care of you? If something happened to you, Roberta, would Tom take care of you? And Richie would...
Well, that's why I have long-term health care insurance.
that kicks in
after 1 month.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So you don't become a burden on your family.
Yeah. Well, but some people may want to take care.
And it's good for any age, really. As soon as something happens to you. But then, as you get older, it can go for senior living centers or nursing homes eventually.
I know you
need it.
I thought you were crazy. You talked me into doing this a number of years ago, and I thought, what am I going to do that for at this age? It is something that...
All you have to do is have one parent that goes into a nursing home and you see the effects that it has on the entire family and the effects that it has on the financial aspects of the family. Yep. And you go, okay, where do I sign up?
And I have a friend who sells assisted living space for your parents. It starts at $10,000 a month.
It's astronomical.
My father, when he had his last stroke and we had to put him into a facility, he was there for 4 months before he died, and it was $22,000 a month to take care of him. And he was conscious. 22,000.
$22,000
a month.
Yeah.
What he said, he was still conscious enough. He was so angry at me, and that was one of the sad things about his demise. He was so angry at me at the end because I told him that he would not go into a facility. He would stay home. No matter whatever happened to him, he would stay home. Well, Francis, his wife, couldn't take care of him. There were no bathrooms downstairs in the house. So she says, what am I going to do? And she said to me, okay, you're so concerned about it, you take care of him. So I thought about putting him in my house. But one of the problems, even though there's a downstairs bathroom, there would be no place I could put him that wouldn't be in proximity to the radio studio. And because at that point, when he lost his ability to basically talk or to communicate, all he did was yell.
Right.
And he would yell so loudly you could hear him in the next county. So I couldn't do it. But, you know, he never understood it. And it was a tough time, but it is tough. You're right about that. You wonder just how far people will go.
It puts such a strain on families.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'd like to let everybody know that Roberta's doing her portion of the show this morning from the Waffle House kitchen in South Florida.
Can you hear all that? Yes. Oh, they're preparing breakfast.
Yeah.
Where are you, by the way? I don't even know where you are.
I'm in Sanibel, Florida. Sanibel Islands.
How far are you from where I am in Melbourne? You're on the other side of the
Right, right, exactly across. Exactly across. If you just go east to west, that's where we are.
Yeah.
So just draw a line.
Yeah. All right.
About 4 hours, 5 hours away.
18 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff, ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
America's founders knew that the people's right to keep and bear arms was the ultimate guarantee of freedom. Yet in recent years, our own government has chipped away at that most basic protection, banning all sorts of firearms and ammunition in the unending effort to save us from ourselves. It is ironic that a government which continually tries to restrict its own citizens' right to self-defense sells more than $66 billion worth of weapons to countries around the world, including some of our most dangerous enemies. A look through the lens of liberty would make it clear that the founders had it right. The defense of freedom requires free Americans who can defend themselves.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
If you're one of those people who wait to the very last minute to shop for the holidays, you are not alone. Here's Tom McGee, president of the International Council of Shopping Centers.
Consumers have nearly half of their holiday shopping left to do, and 92% of them will be headed out to the stores in force.
Even if you're browsing online, chances are you're going to be doing most of your shopping in an actual store. Why?
Malls and shopping centers are thriving because they're really the hub of the community. And they're more convenient because of services like restaurants, movies, kid-friendly entertainment, healthcare, and so much more.
McGee says shopping centers are critical to the U.S. economy.
One out of every 11 jobs in America is directly related to shopping centers. Our industry is responsible for $141 billion in sales tax revenue, which funds critical municipal services. So when you're shopping at a mall or your local shopping center, you're supporting your friends, families, and neighbors.
More information, go to icsc.org.
What? What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Christmas is the time to celebrate. So get your stuff together for Christmas weather and let the candle light the way. Hey, we're gonna share a lot of festive luggage. Yeah, we're gonna post a lot of Yuletide love and there won't be anything if we all open up our hearts.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry, Merry Christmas.
All right, so this is our video of the day at DougSteffen.com. Yes?
I like this.
Why?
Well, it has a nice beat to it. It's not the usual, you know, Christmas cap.
Christmas cap?
Yeah. You know, the Christmas lobotomy music.
Yeah. A lot of stuff that's around at Christmas time. I just think that it's fun to have Christmas music that's secular. And
oh, yeah,
some
absolutely.
Of the good stuff is cool, but the secular stuff is really kind of neat. There's a story at DougSteffen.com that I think is worthy of our attention for a moment. We're all looking for unusual gifts at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's this story from the United Kingdom, a startup that has established a mail order business that allows sending potatoes with loving messages scrawled on them.
Potato?
Potato in the post. Owner Adrian Nachev claims that he's earned about $12,000 in the past couple of months from this endeavor. Don't be bland, don't be forgettable, send a potato in the post, he said. He suggested.
Can you put a stamp on a potato and send it somewhere?
I wonder how
can you put a stamp on anything and send it anywhere? Or does it have to be packaged?
That's an interesting idea. Huh.
I mean, why don't we pay for all
can
these
you send a watermelon?
Why don't we just put stamps on our, on our Christmas presents and just send them?
Yeah.
That's an excellent question. Yeah.
It's a conspiracy.
His potato business has become such a success that he's quit his regular job. He said people are calling him from all over the world, and I'm looking at a picture. You can see it at DougSteffen.com from today's show. A potato. How cool.
If you say potato, does he still send it?
What's the most unusual gift you ever got, Roberta?
Wow, I have to think about that. Wow. We had a long-standing joke in our family that I once got a promotional package of about 50 different Betty Crocker red serving spoons. Really? So every year for about 10 years, we would wrap them up and we would give them out to everybody. So every year people got a red Betty Crocker serving spoon, and this went on for 10 years. It was hilarious, actually. So I could say that. That's probably the most unusual gift.
Roberta one year sent me this thing where you... It's like a little iron rack, and you put a beer can on it,
yes.
And then you put a chicken on top of the beer can and cook it in the oven, and the chicken cooks with being infused by the beer.
How did that taste, by the way? Did you try it?
I never used it. I keep the thing in my office, and everybody just laughs at it when they come in and see it.
Well,
it was an interesting idea.
It is interesting, but I'm scared to try it.
But you can put anything in a can. You know, you use an empty can and maybe put bourbon in it.
The can will explode, and the chicken will explode, and everything will be all
over
the house.
You have to open up the can first. You don't do it with a closed can. Oh, my goodness. Read the directions.
Chicken everywhere.
What's the most unusual gift then you got, Reggie?
The chicken thing. I would stick a can of beer up a chicken's butt and throw it on my grill. You don't think that's a little odd?
A can of beer. You pour it down. You don't put the can in.
No, you put the can in.
The whole can?
The can inside, yeah. That's what the rack is made for. It's a rack. You put the beer underneath.
Oh, listen, Roberta.
The beer underneath.
My God.
And then you put the chicken over it.
I'm telling you, she's a little cuckoo, dude.
So it's literally thinking, putting the can up.
Taking my breath away.
Basically.
Yeah. All right. Ideas like this you will not find at DougStephan.com.
What about you, Doug? You answer
my most unusual gift?
Yes.
I had to do with something that you do to a cow, and that's all I'm telling you. 28 minutes after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by web bank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All the nail-biting action with wall-to-wall TVs, countless taps, and ultimate football-watching food. Your fantasy season may be down the drain, but who cares? You're football-rich. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly. Whenever I look at my pal John Harper, who runs WMEL, I think, please drink responsibly.
Thank you. Why would you think that?
When I come to town, it's time for a drink, right?
That's right. That's right, yeah.
The last time, I was just reminiscing, I should wait until McFadden gets here. The last time I was here, it was at your expense, or maybe, no, it was actually my expense. It was April Fool's a year ago, and it was a year ago. Yeah, it was. Was it a year ago or 2 years ago? I'm trying to remember now.
It was 2 years ago.
I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah, it was. And Meredith and I had, we were here, and Richie had cooked up something. I forget what it was with Bill Bennett. And then we left here, and we had a flat tire about 40 miles up the road and spent the rest of the day fiddling around with that. So it was a memorable day here at WMEL land for us.
Well, it was the day from hell for you with that flat tire on the side of I-95. That was kind of scary.
We have video of that, too, somewhere in the Doug TV world, yeah. All right, so I want to talk to you about SpaceX. John has been a broadcaster all of his, since he was able to put on diapers, he's been a broadcaster. Pretty much like that. One of the reasons we're friends is because we have so much in common in terms of having done this forever and wanting to do it forever, because it does get into your blood and it's a lot of fun. John's done a great job here. This radio station has expanded tremendously. So where it was basically sort of a county radio station before for this area, the Space Coast, Cocoa, Melbourne, where Kennedy Center, Space Center is, that sort of thing. Now you have a new signal at 1060. That goes all the way up to Jacksonville, all the way down to Palm Beach, and you have expanded your footprint or your earprint greatly.
Yeah, we're very thrilled about that, Doug. Also, we get into Orlando like downtown local station in Orlando. So it's pretty cool with all of the counties that we now serve.
And one of the things that people here locally are most interested in, and I dare say nationally and maybe internationally, is the sort of new private side of the space business. Cape Kennedy, right up the street. As a matter of fact, later today, because Meredith has never been there, I want to go over and see either with your auspices or Mr. Honeycutt get into just go. It's a fascinating place. People want to come down here to go to Disney World. Bah, humbug on that. Don't go to Disney World. Go to Disney World, but bring your children over to see the Space Center. It's fascinating. It's such a great tribute to all of, even though these boobs in Congress and the politicians have gutted the program, they're sort of now getting back to it, but it's private as much as public. So there was a launch last night. Tell us about it.
Well, speaking of a great tribute to American ingenuity, last night was a historic launch in the fact that the first stage of the SpaceX rocket landed back at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. And that was really cool, seeing that come down.
They tried a couple of times to make that work, and it hasn't quite worked yet. So this is the first time it actually worked.
They tried it on a barge a couple of times off the coast of Jacksonville, I believe. It just didn't work. Hit too hard or whatever happened. But last night they had success, and the first stage came back intact.
So what does that mean for the program? What does that mean for workers in this area? What does that mean generally for those who are interested in maybe catching the first flight?
We're really thrilled here, Doug, over, I'm going to sound like a Chamber of Commerce now, but with what is happening in the space program. The space program is coming back. 2016 should be tremendous. NASA had a great boost in their budget. It got approved, amazingly enough. We're shocked about that. Something like $90 billion. And within 2 years, we're going to be sending astronauts back to the International Space Station right from the Space Coast.
Well, don't you think there's a part of the buzz to this that doesn't get a lot of publicity is the fear that we're ruining the planet, and part of the behind-the-scenes negotiating or discussion of why we go back to the space program is literally how are we going to get ourselves off of the planet now that we've ruined it or in the process of ruining it, and can we really go to Mars? The next step after going to the International Space Station, supposedly it was in 2021, there would be a trip to the moon, and then after that, was it 2030? It seemed to me there was plans to go to Mars, right?
Actually, even sooner than that, I believe we're looking at 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
To go to the moon?
I'm sorry, not 2016, 2018.
Uh-huh.
To go to the moon, and then Mars just a year or two after that. So by 2020.
So by 2020, people would be launched out of here to go back to the moon and then to Mars. That must give the people who live here kind of a chill, doesn't it?
Well, it's exciting. Everybody is thrilled about it, that the space program is coming back. Construction is starting to go crazy. Home sales here on the Space Coast are, what I've been told, some of the best in the nation as far as new and used homes. Their selling prices are going crazy. It's back, and employment is coming up, and I've been told by a lot of people as recently as just last week that 2016, come January, look out for the construction.
It's good for business at WMEL.
Absolutely. Good for everybody. Yeah.
Okay, so which one of the jillionaires is SpaceX? Is that Musk?
Yeah,
Musk is Musk, right?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Right. He's the car guy. He started PayPal, though.
Yeah, that's where I guess he made his money from, that PayPal stuff.
Right. And so, but Branson's in on it. Is it Bezos? Which one? There's another, there are a couple of other these Jeff, people from Apple and Amazon.
Bezos, Jeff Bezos. Several companies are now in the mix, but also the Boeings of the world are still here, and they have been approved to send astronauts back into space. They're one of the two companies, them and SpaceX, and there will be others to follow.
Boeing, Lockheed Martin. I remember during the height of it, when I used to come down here, I think over the course of Jay Honeycutt running, for the benefit of, I mentioned Jay's name, not to be a name dropper, Jay and I became friends. He listened to your radio station, and he heard me 20 years ago, or maybe more than that, I had been invited to go over to the Houston Space Center. And I went over there, and I did my broadcast from there, and Honeycutt was listening. And he called you to find me.
Yeah.
And he said, when he first got to me, he says, do you get all excited about going to Houston? There's nothing going on there. You got to come see us. So it was the beginning of a great friendship, which still exists today. And one of the things that was most wonderful about it was the access that we had, the program, to the launches. Whenever there was a launch when we were on the air, I always was first in line, and it was very nice to, sitting here watching that, listening, the whole thing. You've seen it how many times?
Countless times since the early 90s, yeah.
But it's still fast. It's still thrilling, isn't it?
We love it, and it never grows old, and it's just a magnificent thing to see these rockets launch from here, one of the few places in the world where you can see that, and it's just kind of cool.
Yeah. So there were 6,000 people working here at that time. I remember when Jay found the first astronauts. That was his first job, and then he was the director of the shuttle program, and then he was the director of the center, the space center here, before he retired. And I remember at one point we'd go around. I remember when I used to take astronaut Mike, I used to take Jay and astronaut Mike go to schools around the country and do programs because the kids were fascinated. It was great bringing an astronaut into the school and have him talk with the kids about that. And he was a great guy. I remember wandering around. I had to put on a white outfit to go into the areas where they were working on the shuttles at the time. And I know there were at least 6,000 people who were working at the time for that particular part of the program. They were all gone. They all got, in the end of the shuttle program, they were all gone. Oh. So those people will, if they stuck around here, they had jobs doing other things, it's likely they'll get some sort of a similar job back again.
Many, Doug, are being hired back. Many have moved on to other jobs, other parts of the country. They retired or whatever. But many of those 6,000 workers are coming back. Many new ones are being hired. And the workforce is going to be bigger than the shuttle program.
Okay. So then what's next here in terms of whether it's SpaceX or whoever, you know what the launch schedule is. How frequently are they going to do it? Who else is actually on the schedule besides SpaceX? What other things are going to happen here in the near term?
Well, NASA still has rockets going up, and they have Lockheed Martin do that for them. A lot of military satellites are being launched into space. Last night was, I believe, a series of GPS satellites that were launched last night.
One of the things that's so fascinating, people don't realize how much stuff there is up in space.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a traffic jam up there. Yeah. And they actually have a department that handles the traffic.
Yeah. And there's so much junk that's up there. And I remember when we went, what was the name of the movie with Sandra Bullock and, was it, again, that was in Galaxy, Clooney. What was that movie?
Gravity. I know the one you mean.
Gravity. That's it. Thank you, Kenny. Yeah, Gravity. So, and the whole premise was that they get hit by a bunch of space junk that was up there, and it's not far-fetched either.
No, many times the International Space Station has to do a maneuver because they can see this junk coming, and they have to maneuver to a higher or lower altitude to get out of the way. That's very common.
Isn't that? And most people don't know that.
Yeah.
Fascinating. John, thank you for your friendship and having me down here, use the studio, and it's good to have the update on SpaceX, sort of fascinating reality, and you're at the heart of it. So I wish you certainly well here, and the space program is something that has been what I ought to do if we can figure out maybe keep tabs, you and I keep tabs next couple of months. If there's a launch in the morning when we're on the air, can we get over there, do you think?
Absolutely. Won't be a problem at all.
All right, let's do that. Let's plan on doing that, because I'd like to do a launch over there sometime. They more often than not do them at night, though, now, don't they?
Actually, Doug, it's all across the board. Day, night, 3 a.m. in the morning. There's no rhyme or reason. Well, there is a rhyme and reason. It all has to do with the coordinates of hooking up with the International Space Station.
Right, yeah. All right, but there's nothing. People who've been listening to you for a long, long time, you know, you've had me. I've been on your radio station, it seems like, forever.
It's been, I believe, 20 years.
Yeah. All right. So over the course of 20 years, we've seen a lot of this stuff go on, and it almost came to the point where it seemed like, well, it's just another launch. But now, because there's been a hiatus, now there's more interest in it. And maybe the fact that it's being run by the private sector brings some more attention to it, too, do you think?
Great interest again, Doug, and you're right, because there was a hiatus. That interest is coming back. People are discovering it, like, for the first time. So it's exciting, and people are loving it, and we are, too, here, both as a radio station and being able to provide the, as I call it, the play-by-play coverage, and also just being able to be a part of the space scene here on the Space Coast.
You know, it's I'm getting a little I'm now somewhat nostalgic as you talk about me being here for 20 years up and down the coast. A couple of great radio stations, WTTB down in Vero Beach, and you, Vero Beach. I've been on there, I think, 18 years and here now for 20, and I'm thinking about some of the other cities. Florida has been one of those spots for me over the years on Good Day that seems to have it's a welcoming feeling that I get when I'm seriously, I mean, I have spent a lot of time, as you know, my folks had a place in Palm Beach, and for years and years, and I did mornings down on a radio station back in the dark ages in Palm Beach. I was just trying to think of how many other stations beside you and TTB and Vero Beach actually even paying attention to the stuff that's going on here. What a great service.
I don't think there are many, but you're right. It is a great service. We love being able to provide it, Doug. Yeah.
And, yeah, and the fact that one of the things that used to be really a problem, I remember when I was a kid, you probably remember it too, the boss say, don't talk about the other stations. Don't talk about the... Well, the reality is that you have a good cooperative relationship with Davis, who's down there running the station. Jim Davis, a great guy. And I feel good about being connected to the two of you, actually.
Yeah, it's a good relationship. We've gotten along well over the years, and I enjoy it. So it's fun, and no problems whatsoever.
Okay, so for the visualization department, Meredith, if you're listening, I'm sitting in a chair, and there's a cat on my back here. You have how many cats in the station?
That's Mel the cat, Melvin, or actually her real name is Melvina.
Melvina, yeah.
Yeah. And she's roaming around here. We have Rocky the cat, and we have Sheena, Queen of the Jungle.
So this cat just came into the studio. It's a big black cat, and Kenny, you visualize this. I'm sitting sort of on the edge of a higher chair, and the cat jumps up. And they're back of me. She's between the back of the chair and my back. And just a big midnight-looking cat. It's just, okay. I mean, can we get her, if Jennifer were here, does she purr? How much does she purr? She doesn't purr much, right? Let me see if she hold on. Does she? Yeah, she's walking around the console here like she owned the place. Oh, my God. All right, so we better pause for a moment here. It's a 50, where are we? At 49 past the hour. This is a good day.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The hour Tech Talk time now on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. As we look ahead, let's see, Greg is still suffering with that. Man, there's nothing worse than having a back problem or a back that's dislocated. So, with tribute to him and his ability from time to time to get himself to a microphone, but that doesn't mean today. There are other things that I can talk about and Kenny can talk about that have to do with the consumer technology. Amazon's in the news. You all heard the story from Tim Cook, hopefully earlier, and you may have watched and read the reviews of the 60 Minutes interview he did referring to national security and privacy and those who have a backdoor key to encrypted devices, who's getting in, the warning that I passed along earlier today. This is a dangerous time. How do you make the best of it, I guess, is the reality. And the best of it is to have use some common sense and don't put everything on your computer where people can get at it. If you're going to do things, have a couple of different computers. That's what I do. I have one that has no access to the outside world. I do a lot of my record keeping, that sort of thing, on a computer, a laptop that I just take with me to my accountant's office. You know, that's why do you have to have it on a computer that's tied to the internet? That's, you're just asking for it, as far as I'm concerned. I think that's a real problem. Anyway, there's a number of things going on here that we'll check into that will affect you in terms of consumer technology. Up next here on Good Day.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
There may have never been a Roaring Twenties if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge Brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, Staples, our UPS shipping center, is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Okay, so Amazon has added a streaming feature for new shows. Viewers will be able to enjoy a number of exclusive program options next year. There's a new comedy. These people are really going Amazon, Netflix. One Mississippi is a new show produced by Louis C.K. And this Sasha Baron Cohen. So should I figure this is going to be either a comedy or a real adult show? Kenny?
Probably both.
Really? Well, see, there's no... One of the things that people like about this is there's no government interference. You can, you watch whatever you want to.
Right.
And there's no regulation on it, which means the language may be a little saucy, maybe there'll be a little nudity, that kind of stuff. But hello, we're adults, are we not? But if you want to put that on regular TV, nope, can't do that. Microsoft has rolled out a countdown sale, which runs through the first week of January to attract you and other shoppers with discounts on movies, games, other applications. Sale features daily and weekly offers on downloads from the Xbox Store. Xbox is just a Microsoft product, is it not? That's it?
I think so.
Yeah. FDA, tech wearables with health and medical functions have become popular since the Fitbit and Apple Watch have been released. Medical companies are hoping to use the technology to develop treatments for serious illnesses. So the FDA is getting in on the act. It's hiring positions related to digital health to prepare for an expected increase in companies seeking regulatory approval for wearable healthcare devices. Why do you have to have FDA approval to put a watch on? That's really...
Well, it depends what the health aspects of it are, if they're trying to give you medical advice through that device.
I give out medical advice. The FDA doesn't approve of my program. They probably wouldn't approve of some of the medical advice that I give out either. Visa, MasterCard, among the credit card companies innovating new payment technologies that will let you swap out a credit card for a smart device like a key fob, a ring watch, or a car system. Watch for that to happen next year, 2016.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.